We're doing the Rambam, the 13 principles, and we left off in the middle of the seventh foundation of the Rambam, and the principle, the foundation is that Moshe's prophecy is unique, and he is the father of all prophets, all those that come before him and after him, and they're all on a lower level than he is. He is God's chosen human being, so to speak, God's MVP, and he got the greatest prophecy that ever was, and he got to the greatest heights. And now the Rambam had left off with the differences between Moshe's prophecy and the other prophecies, and the Rambam had said that there are four differences between Moshe's prophecy and the other prophets. And he said, "Ha'evdel harishon, the first difference is shekol navi eze sheyeh, any prophet, whoever it was, en Hashem medaber ito kim al yedei emtzai. God uses an intermediary to speak to the prophet through an angel. Umoshe bli emtzai. And Moshe had no intermediary." And here you should know this concept that the Rambam is saying as part of the principles of Machlokes. The Ramban and others disagree with this concept that the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is basically saying, any time you find in the Torah or in Tanakh that it says God spoke to the prophet, it wasn't direct. It means God gave him a vision of prophecy in which he saw an angel which spoke to him. But no one else heard God. God didn't speak to anyone else. And that's very hard. You have places where Chazal say, like by Gidon, that initially the angel speaks to him and then God speaks to him. And the question is, what does the Rambam do with that? The Psukim seem to make a difference between when there's an angel and when it's God. And the Rambam says, no, you should know. Even if it says God spoke to someone other than Moshe Rabbeinu, no prophet had direct conversation with Hashem. Yes?
In this parsha, when Hashem talks to all the Jewish people, the Jewish people say, Moshe talked to God for us, but we can't deal with this. This is too much for us, right? Yeah. So the question is that was everyone, so Moshe was on the highest level, on that level, so could other people actually deal with just hearing Hashem? Even if someone was a prophet, I'm saying that's quite a statement.
That would be the machlokes, right? That would be the question.
And he's in the minority alone on that?
I don't know. I didn't do a count, but we have to know that this is his opinion and not everyone agrees with it. Back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Moshe had no intermediary, Moshe amal pein pe adaber bo, as the Pasuk says. God says, so to speak, mouth to mouth, I speak to him directly, like two friends.
So
We're on the right-hand column next to number 45 in the Mosadar of Cook edition. Page Kuf Mem Gimel, Vavdela Sheni. You have it? וההבדל השני, the second difference is שכל נביא לא יבואהו החזון אלא בזמן השינה. Any other prophet could only see their vision in sleep, כמו שאמר בכמה מקומות בחלום הלילה. As we find in numerous places, the prophecy is described as coming in a dream of the night, והחלום, he dreamt and saw, בחלום חזיון לילה, or else he had his vision as a vision within a dream at night. והרבה מן העניין הזה, and you find many terms like this throughout the prophets, that their prophecies were seen as visions during sleep. Or else that it could be by daytime, but some kind of coma, some kind of sleep would settle in on the prophet. He would be in a state where all his senses would cease to function, ומתרוקנת מחשבתו כאין שינה. And then his thought would be cleared, like as though in sleep, and then his thought could connect to Hashem. ומצב זה, and this state of attaining prophecy, נקרא מחזה ומראה, is called a vision, that's a מחזה, or ומראה, a sight. ועליו הוא אומר במראות אלוקים, and about this we see the prophet Ezekiel says he saw in visions of God, in sights of God. Those are visions of prophecy, but they were visions of prophecy where the whole body couldn't handle it. The person would have to go unconscious. Umoshe balo adavar bayom, and Moshe would get prophecy by day. Vehu omed ben shnei kruvim, he'd stand between the two kruvim in the Holy of Holies. Kumoshe v'ticho Hashem, as Hashem promised him, v'noadti lecha sham v'dibarti itecha, I will appear for you there in the Holy of Holies, and I will talk to you. And we see Hashem says, when he describes Moshe compared to other prophets, when Miriam and Aaron err in thinking that Moshe's prophecy is like their own, Hashem says, no, you got it wrong. If any other prophet among you has prophecy, Hashem appears in a vision to him. I speak to him through a dream. But my servant Moshe is not that way. He doesn't have to see me in a vision or a dream. He speaks to me directly. So the Rambam says that pasuk is indicative of this difference, that Moshe did not have visions, rather Moshe had direct speech with Hashem. So he spoke and Hashem spoke. Now this concept is important. We say that the words of the Torah have different holiness than the words of the prophets and ketubim. The words of the prophets and ketubim, the prophet had a vision, and based on that vision, he then interpreted it with godly assistance, what we call Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah. He wrote it down, he transcribed, but he wasn't told the words. The words were affected a little bit by the Navi. So if the prophet Jeremiah starts prophesying as a youth and he never learned proper grammar, so his prophecies, you see that, there are constantly creaks in, you see all kinds of changes in the grammar in the prophet Yirmiyahu, says the Abar Banel. The prophets gave a message, and that message came across from a vision they saw and interpreted as part of the prophetic vision. Moshe Rabbeinu gave words. When we read the words of the Torah, we say every word over there was given by Hashem. Not like the word Isaiah, the words of any other prophet. So we say the vision was given by Hashem, the concept was given by Hashem, and he had Ruach HaKodesh when he wrote the words. But the words, to an extent, are a part of his poetic capacity, his grammatic capacity. There's a part of the Navi in the prophecy. When it comes to Moshe's prophecy, we say God went through him like a funnel. It's God's words directly. Every word is Hashem. It's not. There's nothing of Moshe in the Torah. The one thing we have of Moshe is that when God said that he calls out to Moshe in love, Moshe doesn't want to write the word he calls, Vayikra, the beginning of the word, Pasuk in Vayikra, so he makes the Aleph a little smaller, so it should sound like it happened a coincidence that God appeared to Moshe. He writes the word God told him, but he makes the Aleph a little smaller. There are other instances where Moshe, out of humility, wanted to minimize his role, and Hashem said, no, you write it like this. But we say the Torah is unique in that the Torah, every word is the word of Hashem. Yeah.
So when Am Yisrael was at Mount Sinai, and they heard God speak, was that a vision?
I don't know what level they attained. Chazal say they attained a higher level than any other prophet. As I'll say, at Yam Suf, the maids saw more than the prophet Yechezkel ben Buzi. So they attain a very high level. Did they attain the level that they had the same clarity as Moshe Rabbeinu? I don't think they reached his level, but they were still very, very, very high up there. I don't know. I don't know what we'd say on those two commandments which they heard. So how did they see that? I don't know. There is a Medrash in Pirkei Rav Elazar that describes the vision they saw. But I'm not sure that's to the exclusion of hearing the words directly. You know, the Psukim seem to indicate they did hear the words. But you know, hearing the words could also be through an angel. Meaning, you do have situations where the angel spoke and they heard the words. And those words are recorded in Tanakh. But that doesn't have the holiness of hearing the word of Hashem.
So what is it that the other commentators are saying? They're saying that it was directly from Hashem that they heard Hashem's voice?
Yes.
Even though Miriam and Aharon couldn't hear Hashem's voice directly and were from the writing, the Bible said Moshe.
Everyone agrees that Moshe's prophecy was greater. The question is, on this point, does it mean greater and no one else spoke to Hashem? Or does it mean his was greater, but theirs on their level still included speaking with Hashem?
Well, my question is, if Aaron and Miriam couldn't even go directly
but
to Hashem...
I'm saying they wouldn't agree with that. The other commentaries would say that Aaron and Miriam, it says God spoke to Aaron and Miriam. The Pasuk says God spoke to them. The Rambam has to say it means he didn't speak directly, but rather through an angel. The Ramban and others will say, no, God says God spoke to Aaron and Miriam. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So Moshe was greater in his prophecy, and that everyone agrees. The Pasuk says that.
Okay.
But Hashem says Moshe is unique. He has a vision that no one else has. Fine, that we agree on. But the detail that the Rambam says that God spoke to Moshe and did not speak directly to any other prophet, that's a point in contention. V'avdel ha-shlishi, and the third difference between Moshe's prophecy and the prophecies of the other prophets, Shanavika Shobalo Achazon Vafar Pishub Marev Al Yedei Malach, that the prophet, even though it's a vision and it's through an angel, Yachleshu Kochotav, his strengths are weakened, Umitchalchel Gufo, and his whole body starts like shivering and in fear, Ve'yered Alav Mora Atzum, and a great awe and fear descends upon him, Ke'ilu Olech Lamut, as though he were on the verge of death. Kmo Shebi'er B'Daniel, as Daniel explains, Kshediber Imo Gavriel B'Mara, when Gabriel spoke to him in the vision, Amar, Daniel says, Lo Nishal B'Koach, I had no strength left when the angel spoke to me. And my honor was like destroyed. I had no strength to do anything. And the Navi describes, I was like asleep and my face was in the ground. In the vision it was as though I had suddenly birth pangs. Moshe didn't have visions like that. But God's speech would come to him. He didn't have fear when God spoke to him. And that's what the verse says. God spoke to Moshe face to face like two friends, like a man speaks to his friend. As if to say, just as when a person speaks to his friend. So in a normal relationship, he's not scared of him. So too, Moshe, may peace be upon him. Lo haya nechrad min hadibur. He didn't have fear when God came to speak to him. Ve'afal pi shehu panim befanim. Even though Moshe had a higher level of prophecy than anyone else, he did not have fear. I just want to pause for a second. Those of you that have to leave, we promised we'd end at 1:45, and it's already 8:02. So bench and go. I don't want to detain anyone. We're going to finish in a few minutes. But
so my question is: were there other? Is he the only one who didn't have fear, or did Hashem speak to the other prophets with friendship?
The other prophets had fear, Moshe did not have fear. The other prophets had a lower level of prophecy, and even so they had tremendous fear. Moshe had the highest level of prophecy, and even so, even though he got such a high level, he didn't have fear.
What about his initial fear, like, or up on Sinai?
Oh, so that maybe we'll discuss on Thursday night. But, you asked two separate questions, and each one deserves a different answer. And for lack of time, we'll have to wait with that. And the reason Moshe did not have this fear was because of his strong bond with Hashem, what Rambam calls the sechel. Moshe had the strongest bond, and therefore he didn't have the fear. And the fourth difference, all the other prophets could not have prophecy at will. Their prophecies came when Hashem wanted them to have prophecy. Sometimes a prophet could go years without a vision. And sometimes people ask a prophet, could you tell us in prophecy, could you give us this information? And the prophet waits, and it might take days, or months, or it might never come. He waits. Maybe Hashem will tell him, maybe not. And we've already seen some of the prophets who prepared themselves for prophecy by making their hearts happy. One of the prerequisites for prophecy is to be happy. And purification of thought, as we find Elisha did. When Elisha said, again, bring in the person to play the music, and then he had the vision of prophecy. So people had to prepare and hope that the vision would come. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'en zechichi she'itnabe kol zman she'itkonen. And there isn't even a guarantee that when he prepares himself for prophecy, he will receive the prophecy. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu, kol zman she'yirtze, amar, but Moshe, whenever he wanted, he could say, imdu ve'eshma ma'itzada Hashem lachem. Stand and listen what Hashem has to say to you. He knew that if he turns to God, he gets an answer. Moshe had it on demand. No other prophet had prophecy on demand. V'amal, and the verse says, "Daber Aaron achicha v'al yavo becholet." Hashem says to Moshe, "Tell Aaron he cannot enter the Holy of Holies whenever he wants. Aaron can only come into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur." And our sages derived from that. Vamru, our sages said, Aaron bevalyavo. Aaron has this prohibition. He cannot enter the Holy of Holies at will. Then Moshe bevalyavo. But Moshe did not have this prohibition. Whenever Moshe wanted to, he could enter the Holy of Holies and get prophecy. So that is the fourth difference. So the Rambam had said, the seventh foundation is the uniqueness, the height of Moshe's prophecy, the difference between Moshe and other prophets, and that Moshe was on a completely different level. And then he brought four differences between Moshe's prophecy and the other prophets. Number one was that there was no intermediary. Number two was that he didn't have to sleep. He was standing and he had no problem with that. Number three is that the other prophets would have fear, and Moshe had comfort. He had no fear when he spoke to Hashem. And the fourth difference is that Moshe could have prophecy whenever he wanted, and the other prophets could not. There's another difference which the Rambam doesn't mention here. He mentions in Mor Nevuchim, he says every other prophet lost their prophecy before they died. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only prophet to have prophecy till the moment he died. No other prophet had that. But Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. Yes, sir.
Were the men of the Great Assembly, they had prophecy?
No, only some of them had prophecy.
And how was that defined and determined? And was amongst them, they were all men of the Great Assembly, they were on such high levels, so there was never any sort of strife or misunderstanding as to why you and you and you have it, but me and me and, you know, you don't.
Let's discuss that Thursday night. It's a good question, but it deserves a long answer.